You're listening to SBS News.
It was one of the first steps Anthony Albanese wanted to make as leader of the Labor Party. And his now confirmed construction union boss, John Sedka, is no longer a member of the party.
This is a good outcome for the Australian Labor Party. It allows us to draw the line under these issues. This is something that I think is important. It's been important that we demonstrate that Labor's values as a party are greater than any individual, and that we're prepared to stand up for those values.
Mr. Albanese attempted to remove the CFMMEU branch secretary in June over comments Mr. Sedka reportedly made about anti-domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty. Mr. Sedka also pleaded guilty to harassing his wife last year. He initially challenged the party's expulsion attempt, but has withdrawn the legal bid, with his lawyers asserting he wasn't expelled, he has resigned. Mr. Albanese says Mr. Setka's removal from the party will clear the air.
Mr. Setka's removal as a member of the Australian Labor Party removes that opportunity for the government in seeking to attack workers to single out any one individual and use that as an excuse.
Mr. Sedka has maintained he will remain in the union, writing in a statement that it is a personal decision and will not affect the union's Victorian branch and its ability to advocate within the Labor Party. The statement then went on to attack Anthony Albanese, saying nothing has hurt the party's reputation like Mr. Albanese's leadership. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton was quick to offer a view in question time.
Now that is a pretty insightful remark, Mr. Speaker, from a criminal wife-bashing thug whose donations the Labor Party is still happy to receive to this very day.
But as Labor was cutting ties with John Sedka, it was forming new ties to the government and its so-called Big Stick energy policy after voting for the bill in the lower house. The policy aims to bring power prices down by threatening to break up energy companies if they don't act. But Energy Minister Angus Taylor was unable to say how much it will actually save consumers.
Labor, how much will it reduce power prices?
Well, as we've seen in recent years, we've seen the profits of the big three energy companies go up by $1 billion. Now, that's a lot of money out of the pockets of Australians that needs to go back into the pockets of Australians.
Can you say how much it will reduce?
Well, we've seen, look, the ACCC has been very clear that we'll see substantial reductions on the suite of reforms.
But Minister, you mentioned the default market price.
Yes.
How much will this legislation save for consumers?
Well, this works with a whole series of other initiatives.
The opposition decided to support the bill earlier this week, but it still argues the policy has flaws. Labor's Katie Gallagher asked the government a key question.
Did Treasury perform any economic analysis or modelling of the Big Stick reforms' impact on electricity prices?
Treasury's Damien Dunn confirmed there was no analysis.
No, Senator, we haven't done any modelling. So the legislation is designed to support the ACCC's ongoing electricity price monitoring, and the legislation is designed to ensure the well-functioning of the market. So we weren't asked to model on those aspects.
The bill will head to the Senate in coming weeks. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.